What has been happening is that the parents, who already are carers, who are under ferocious pressure, are having to do fundraisers after fundraisers after and they're totally exhausted. They're dead on their feet. They were about to close the door of both organisations, which would have been a disaster for those communities. They got one third of what they asked for, and in case of Blue Stack, about a quarter of what they asked for. Recently I found out, and I'm really angry, I mean angry about this. We thought, was we met with the Minister for Health and the Minister for Disability last year, we thought the government had intervened and sorted this out. It wasn't. It was the HSE, under political pressure, that found money from somewhere. God knows somebody else must have lost out to find and solve the problem. So in other words, it wasn't resolved by the Department of Health or the HSE at national level. It was a local solution to a local problem. Nobody's listening in senior echelons of the HSE. Nobody's listening in the Department of Health. This is about respect. This is about the democratisation of how we spend our money. I always say to disability groups and community groups, particularly disability groups, so that if you were to knock every door in your community and ask, how would you like your tax euro to be spent? Who would say we don't want it to be spent on disability organisations? Who would say that we don't want it to be spent on young people with disabilities so they can have dignity, so they can achieve their potential in life? Yet it doesn't happen. Why? Because we have a silo organisation called the HSE that tries to replicate that approach to the community voluntary sector.